From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Police in Charlotte, North Carolina, have decided to release body camera and dash camera footage from the fatal police-involved shooting of a black man earlier this week. Charlotte Police Chief Kerr Putney said Saturday that the footage is being released because it would not negatively affect the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation's inquiry into the shooting.
I have decided that we're at a stage where I can release additional information without adversely impacting their investigation.
Community activists have been calling for days for Putney to release the video of the shooting of 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott. Scott's family has viewed the videos and had called on Putney to release them to the public. On Friday, the Scott family released amateur video of the incident that had been shot by Scott's wife. Here in Washington, it was a day of celebration as President Barack Obama and members of a family that spanned four generations rang a bell to officially open the African American History Museum. Mr. Obama told the thousands gathered on the National Mall that the museum shows how protest and patriotism can inform one another.
How men can proudly win the gold for their country but still insist on raising a black gloved fist. How we can wear an I Can't Breathe t-shirt and still grieve for fallen police officers.
Others at Saturday's ceremony included former President George W. Bush, who signed the bill authorizing construction of the site in 2003, and Georgia Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis, who called the museum a dream come true. This is VOA News.